Hello, everyone. With today's Accent on Agriculture, I'm Lee Maddox.
The interest in alternative fuels is really growing in the state. I'm seeing a lot of interest in it, and it's growing more and more all the time.
Tennessee Department of Agriculture's Ed Harlan says Tennessee is on the fast track for putting into place alternative fuel production facilities.
There's no question that both ethanol and biodiesel production is coming to Tennessee. I'm excited about that because it's going to increase the grain prices for Tennessee farmers, and also the byproducts of these plants will be can be used in feed rations. So it's a win-win for us all the way around.
Harlan says new facilities are being built near Memphis that plan on producing 1 million gallons of biodiesel a month. Plus, there is still efforts moving forward for an ethanol plant in Obion County. There's also a biodiesel refinery and crusher going in at McMinnville. It's part of the McMinnville Electric Systems project to burn biodiesel in a large generator to produce electricity.
Grain crops have been pretty stagnant in price, and what we would like to see is another end user for grain crops. And with the demand for the byproduct here, again, we see a lot of potential. I think we'll see bases in grains go up soon.
And obviously that's good news for Tennessee corn and soybean farmers, and with a growing sentiment to combat high fuel prices derived from foreign oil, the Department of Agriculture has a high priority to help get these new facilities in place.
We will be a player in alternative fuels. As far as how big a player, I don't know, but yes, we're going to become a player because there are facilities going up as we speak that are going to be in production soon.
Tennessee Farm Bureau members get $500 cash back on a new Dodge. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.